the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Pat Crotty, Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, is with us representing rural pubs all over the country. I see, Pat, that you're warning that they're facing an existential threat to their ongoing commercial sustainability and survival. It seems like that's what you say every year and nothing really changes, does it?
Hi, Matt. But the only thing that hasn't changed, Matt, is the response from government. The issue is there, the issue is real, and it is getting worse. And it's at the point now where if it isn't addressed soon, it will be too late. We are literally at that stage. And the rate of closure of rural pubs is increasing. It's at a very significant rate now. The last count was over 128 per year. I would expect when we see the next figures, it's going to be more again. And the main reason being, like, the costs that are affecting everyone this year in terms of the fuel inflation and everything is a real cost for pubs. It's real for everyone. But that's just on top of everything that was already there before we started this year. Our problem was, well, yes, you're right, we have been saying it every year because it's there, but it's getting to a point now where something must be done or forget about it.
Okay, define a rural pub for me. Is it all pubs outside the major cities of Dublin, Cork, Galway, Limerick, Waterford?
Probably, yes. That's about the size of it, yeah. Because, like, in the where you have major urbans, you have capacity to do business. There's always a certain amount of population that has available disposable income. You have high-tech Ireland as opposed to what I would call high street Ireland. And those kind of things do help sustain business. And there are places where, yeah, you're lucky to get in on a Saturday night. There are other places where they'd be lucky to have a crowd anymore on a Saturday night.
Okay, but aren't a lot of your members going to benefit from the 9% VAT rate, the reduction to that from 13.5% for food from the start of July? Will that not be the type of help that you're getting from the government?
Yeah, it certainly for pubs that do food, that is going to be a very significant help and a much needed help. But of the rural pubs, as you describe it, but there's nearly two-thirds of those who don't do food. They have been subject to all the same costs that are driven by government policy over the last number of years, and they've had no help. And the reason the government changed the VAT is they actually recognised they were part of the problem, and they decided they had to do something to be part of the solution. Well, for a pub that doesn't sell food, there is no solution on the horizon yet, and there's no action from government to help them.
Surely, have we not reached the stage where if a pub doesn't serve food, it's reducing its own chances of survival?
You could argue that. Matt, you and I could both list the most fantastic pubs in this country, which we should never sell food, which probably don't have the capacity because of size or location or being landlocked or whatever. But and indeed, where the character of them might be ruined if you added food to the mix. So it's not a one-size-fits-all, and it never will be. But there are people, yes, who need to address that. And it may be that they do. But in the current scenario, the costs that are hurting them to the point of killing them are very largely driven by government. And government has even said it. As only a couple of weeks ago, Peter Burke, the Minister for Enterprise, did say it, that he totally recognised that the change in the cost base was very largely driven by government.
Okay, there's a lot of listeners saying the reason they don't go to pubs anymore is because of the cost of a drink. Could you not adopt the Ryanair model, reduce the prices of the products that you're selling, and therefore you get more people in buying at a higher volume, and that would look after you?
Yeah, that sounds lovely, Matt, and it's simplistic and easy to understand. The if that model worked, we'd have Wetherspoons in every town in Ireland. They have actually backed out of every town in Ireland except Dublin. They can't even survive in the major urbans in Ireland outside of Dublin because the model doesn't work. You cannot, if you don't make a margin per drink, you're just not going to be there to be able to say we make the model work.
Could it be as well, though, Pat, that just customer habits have changed, that people want to socialise, but younger people in particular want to socialise in different ways, which doesn't involve going to the pub to consume alcohol. That it's a sort of natural attrition because of changing societal circumstances.
I don't accept that one, Matt. Since the year DOS, there has been changes in habits and changes in demographics and changes in everything. And the pub has survived them all because it has grown and adapted to meet the needs of the time. The problem at the minute is that it has to be able to make a profit to be able to survive, to change, to meet the needs of this time, of this new generation. And it can't, because it can't even, half the pubs in rural Ireland aren't even open on a Monday, Tuesday, maybe even Wednesday. And if they are, they're not open till 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening, because they cannot justify the wages of someone to stand there for hours when there's nothing happening.
But sorry, then what sort of government supports do you want? Because are they going to open on a Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday because they're given money by the government to open, even if there's nobody wanting to go in and have a drink?
Yeah, but you said, Matt, that it's because of the price. If the part of the reason why the price is where it is because government costs have forced the price up to where it is, the retail price. I mean, if you're going to make a margin, you have to cover the wages, you have to cover the pension, you have to cover the sick pay, you have to cover the rates and all the other things that government has its fingerprints on before you do anything else. So if it's going to work, then what government has to agree is that it has taken too much out. It has asked the public to carry costs that the business model never could carry, so that they have to now put something back in so that it can stay alive. Or else they can say, if they don't want them to stay alive, that's fine. Keep doing what you're doing. It'll work all by itself.
Could it also not be the case, some listeners suggest, that, again, another cultural change, even if some people want to socialise in a different way, that many people are just quite simply at work. We work longer, perhaps, than we used to in previous generations.
Yeah, Matt, I mean, there's different models for everyone. Like there are some people who have a better quality of life. There's other people working harder to achieve more, whether it be to pay the mortgage or whatever they want to achieve. Like you can make any argument for or against. It has ever been the case, and the pub has always been there, and the pub has been there as the social and the cultural and the tourism kind of linchpin of every community, and so it has a very significant social value, and if it's when it's gone, we will realize the value that has been lost, and we already have a certain amount of communities where they are gone, but if they disappear from the landscape entirely, then you will actually have a government saying, what can we do to try and recreate something that it equates to the social pub.
Yeah, one final one. Lara in Dublin says, in rural Ireland, I pay €5.70 for a pint. In Dublin, the same pint costs me €8.50, same minimum wage.
So, yeah, okay, well, I can't argue for Dublin, Matt, but I would reckon that, yeah, while the minimum wage would be the same in both cases, the cost that you have to pay to get someone to travel from wherever they have to travel from to be in work in Dublin, the cost of rates in Dublin, the cost of everything else in Dublin will be in a different place. So there may be justifications for a different price, but it doesn't help the people in rural Ireland. The people, they've just made our case that we can only get the €5.70 or €5.50 for a pint, and you if you make it €6 or €6.50, you will sign your own death warrant. It's over.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Pat Crotty from the Vintners Federation of Ireland. Another listener says lifestyles have changed. People are more health conscious than ever. Less drink is being consumed. Fact.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.